At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got our next open house coming up on Sunday, March 15th. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and it's here in Sausalito outside San Francisco. And we put everybody on the sound table, you get blissed out, and we do many meditations on sound as well. And again, that's Sunday, March 15th from 1 to 5. We also have our certificate program just started here at the Institute in person in Sausalito. You could still jump in. We also have the online version that starts every week or two. The next start time is this Tuesday, February 3rd. We also have our summer intensive, which is June 9th to the 19th. It's 10 to 9:30 every day, and that's half of the program. You can do the online portion at any time. The whole program is all about how sound works at all levels of reality to create our whole world, including our body, and also how to go to a place of peace and stillness over and over so that becomes the norm, and so you can teach it to others, and also to be able to make this as a career. We're a vocational college, so we teach many techniques to be able to do this for yourself or as a job. And we also have individual classes. You don't have to do the whole program. We also have a recording program coming up in March 31st. It's all about recording, mixing, and producing. I not only wrote the number one books in sound healing, but also in recording. We also have our voice analysis software training on Sunday, March 22nd. If you buy it a couple of days before, you can join. And the Brainwave software is available also as well. So those are the different things happening at the Institute. Again, you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. Oh, by the way, this is Panda Bear, Miss Bear. She says hi. So today we're talking about emotional expression. It's really important because, Panda likes that one, because if you don't express yourself easily, if you're afraid to express yourself, that's a blockage. That's an emotional blockage, which often turns into physical blockages. So the whole deal is, well, let me say it this way. We were professional sound healers as babies. We had emotional expression down. It was built in. If you had anything going on with any emotion, you let it out with a sound. Wah, 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 right? With zero thought as to whether anybody thought you were doing it right or wrong. Right? You just let it out. And that's perfect flow. We were built to express ourselves. And then around one or two, it's like, shh, shh, shh. And then you go to school and there's no more sound. And people are afraid to express themselves because they can get in trouble in school. Right? And then you go to work, and again, it's no more sound except around here. And it becomes the norm to not be able to express yourself. Other cultures, it's even worse. But in the U.S., it's still really, really a problem, especially for women, because men have been squashing the throat chakras of women for tens of thousands of years. And, oh my God, like other countries like Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's like there's so many countries where women don't have a voice. Even in the U.S., it's intense still. And men don't know how to express themselves in a healthy, balanced way. I didn't have a mentor at all. My father didn't know how to express himself in a healthy way. It was ridiculous, right? So it's really a problem for a lot of us to be able to do healthy expression. And this really manifests in two ways. One is just being afraid to make sound. Because it's like if you, I mean, many people are told, you suck as a singer. I'm sorry, you're not a good singer, huh? Well, my deal is I think you should chase that, find that person, track them down, and go kick them in the knee. It should be against the law to tell people they can't sing. In like places like Africa, you go into a town and everybody comes out singing, right? So it should, you know, you should be able to sing. We have a really strict rule around here, and that is you can never, ever do it wrong. You can't be out of tune. You can't ever do it not perfect. It's always perfect. And it's a very strict rule. So you can get comfortable expressing yourself again. But the second part is really to be able to speak your truth in any situation. And again, it's a mess. A lot of people are scared to death to really express themselves. And we'll get into that in detail. We actually work with expressing yourself in the classes here at the Sound Healing Institute. But we're also working with kids to be able to express themselves, with the 3 to 6-year-olds. Oh my God, it was so cute. And with the dementia patients that we work with, and those, we're working with kids with autism as well to be able to express yourself. So the whole goal that we look at is to be able to make the sound of how you're feeling. At the school, we do it at the beginning of every class. So this is how I'm feeling lately. Right? But if you ask people to do the sound of how they're feeling, even kids, they normally look at you with like you got two heads. After two, we're already scared to express ourselves. So what I've learned is the best way to get people comfortable making sound again is call and response. So everybody repeat back after me. Ooh. Hi, come on, come on, come on. That's really good, because I got, after a week or so, the 3 to 6-year-olds, they were ready to make the sound of how they're feeling. Same with at the dementia company. I had this one guy, he's catatonic, right? He's like this, but we've already done call and response, so he's already comfortable making sound. And he's like this, right? And I'm saying, can you make the sound of how you're feeling? And he looks up and he goes, ah, and looks up at me and smiles and goes back down, right? Total wakes up and able to express himself. It's excellent for dementia, especially if you can teach them how to express themselves in the earlier stages of dementia. When they get to the later stages, they don't now have to use words anymore, and they can still communicate. It's really incredible. Actually, one of the workers at the dementia company, she said, oh yeah, Tom, he mumbles all day long, and I just mumbled back, and we had a great conversation. Connection is the whole deal. Same with kids with autism, especially if they're high on the spectrum. Even low on the spectrum, they often are not good at expressing emotions, and to be able to do it without words is really the best. The truth is, words suck. When it comes to expressing emotions, words do not express emotions very well. Sound expresses emotions way better, right? So to get comfortable making the sound of how you're feeling is really, really the deal. There's many things we do in the classes that are really fun. Also, you can make the sound of your day. Can do it in the middle of the day. I'll make the sound of my day. I did a Sound of Love class today. Sound table.
What's really cool is also when you get comfortable, as you had down as a baby, make the sound of an ideal day. Let me do that for you. This is really good to do in the morning to set your intention and energy for the day. Here's an ideal day. Really nice. Another one that's really fun is to make the sound of who you are. This is really interesting. I mean, who are we? Commonly, people make the sound of the emotions that they run through the day. But you could make the sound of your soul. You can make the sound of that point of awareness, which is the witness that's watching it all. You can make the sound of universal love that you are. You can make the sound of spirit and source that you are. It's really interesting. I'm going to make the sound of who I am. Okay, okay, here comes. Wouldn't it be nice if when you come across somebody new, you meet somebody and you say, who are you? Instead of telling all about what you do for your job or what you've done, instead they're like, it's way more revealing, way more revealing. And then it's so much better to get to know people when they make the sound of who they are. Again, got to get comfortable again making the sound. So you're not scared. Just to do gibberish is really fun. Right? Oh my God, it's so cool. We have the 3 to 6 year olds doing gibberish to each other. And now they're totally comfortable making sound. And I say, okay, how are you feeling? What's the sound of how you're feeling right now? And every one of them does it. Every time. Same in the dementia company. Now with autism, if they're really, hi Miss Bear, if they're really high on the spectrum, they now are often not very verbal, or if even with dementia, they might be nonverbal. So what you can do is communicate their emotions. Okay, here's my panda. I'll do the sound of my panda bear here. Okay, boom, deep, boom. Boom, ding, boom, boom, ding, boom. Right? So you can look at a person. You can also do this with babies. You can, like, look at their emotions, where they're at, and just match it. right? And then kind of go off on it. What I really like is if there's a baby or a kid crying, to actually match their crying and then shift it to something else. It's so funny. Sometimes it pisses them off. But normally the kid looks at you like, "What did you just do?" Right? It was so funny to actually be able to match emotions and shift it is really cool. Number one thing, though, is to just express it. Okay, so here, oh, this is a good one. Here's the last big breakup I had with the relationship. If you're having a conflict with someone and they're comfortable making sound, it's really cool to make the sound of how you're feeling. It's hard to not have empathy for that. And then the other person makes the sound of how they're feeling, and then you do it together. To be able to express any trauma is the best. The number one therapy treatment for trauma with psychotherapists is to talk about the actual trauma so it no longer, talk about it over and over so it no longer triggers you. Well, there's nothing better. It can take a while. Of course, you got to, again, do the call and response and get them comfortable and make sure they're ready. They're ready to express it because you don't want to re-trigger the trauma. And then you get them making the sound of how they're feeling so they're really comfortable. And then you go, "Okay, you want to make the sound of the trauma? I don't know, man. Well, okay, let's go for it." It's like, "Is it like this?" And they're like, "No, more like this." Yeah, kind of like that. "Okay, make that sound with me." And then you work it so they totally express it. Now they're facing it 100%. I mean, there's no more facing something than making the sound of it, because you're getting the whole thing in your body. In the class on releasing stuck emotions, what we do is we'll not only express an emotion, we'll transform it. And one of my favorite ones is to make the sound of the emotion and slowly transform it to a stable, consistent vowel, which is peace. So, okay, I'll do that relationship. Actually, I just had an argument with someone last week. I'll do that and transform it. Again, the vowels are peace. When you go from the chaos of the emotion to peace, it's beautiful. We have so many techniques where you can actually make the sound of even the part of the body that's holding the emotion. Even do a little stretching with it or harmonize it. Into peace. It's so important to be able to express your emotions and get it out. If you don't, it's a blockage. It's a serious blockage. And emotional blockages create physical blockages, which are the beginning of a disease. We're talking the number one thing that creates disease, everybody says. Spiritual leaders, medical intuitives, even doctors have said it. Emotions are the number one thing, especially stuck emotions, that are not being expressed are the number one thing that create physical disease. If that's true, which I believe, this is serious business. So check this out. I came up with this movie that's really, really cool. Okay. They figure out in the future how to actually, how every single emotion creates very specific diseases. Chinese medicine has talked about it, but we're talking about really specific. And what they do is they come up with these devices that everybody's wearing that shows what disease you're creating when you do something. So if you aren't expressing it, it's like that's a common cause of cancer, truthfully. Or if you express it in a way that's not healthy, like you suck. It's like the device goes, oh, you just got 30% liver cancer. By expressing that anger in a way that's not healthy. So what they learn in the movie is exactly what I'm talking about, is emotional expression is the number one thing that will make you healthy. Number one, by far. So over time, the whole society changes, and this is the way it should be. Kids are no longer told to be quiet, shh, when they're one or two. They're told, go in the bathroom or go in the room where we make sound and let it out. Yeah. None of this shh stuff anymore, unless it's really, you know, in a group or critical. Right? You know, no, actually, even if you can't do it now, let's save it. Let's write it down and you can go express it later. Right? But every time you're making sound, it's no more be quiet. The world would be a noisier place, but much healthier. I was on a hike last year and I saw this family, and there was like, this kid must have been like three or four, and he started crying right there. And immediately the father goes, stop it. I'm like, oh my God. I wanted to jump in. I didn't, but I wanted to jump in. I was like, let him cry a little bit. I mean, we're out and there's like nobody around, right? Let him cry a little bit and get it out. Then transform it, you know, if it keeps going, you know, okay, let's, you know, or if there's a problem, but let him cry, right? Everybody is so afraid to express themselves. So in this movie, as it goes, in schools, everybody gets to express themselves of how they're feeling at the beginning. And it's way more, you know, if anybody has any emotions going on, they stop the class and they get to make the sound. And everybody gets to make the sound back to them if they want. So it's way more expressive all the time, even at work. You know, there's places where you can go and make sound. But the hospitals are completely transformed. It's like, oh, okay, you got this disease. First go in the emotional wing and go let it out with a sound. You know, we can get rid of the cancer with sound and explode it now with ultrasound and electromagnetics. In fact, they're actually doing that in John Hopkins and at UC Med Center now. But it's going to come back because your emotion's still there. So go in, and at the hospital, they actually show you how to express your emotion. That's the way it should be, and get rid of the cause of the cancer, the cause of the disease. Right? Oh my God, this is the way it should be. Everybody expressing themselves. And everybody making sound and singing all the time. Right? It would be so funny. Walking down the street, everybody's like, right? Oh my God, it'd be so funny. So much better. Noisier. A little bit noisier. But way better. Way better. That's where we're headed. The second part of expressing yourself that we talked about in the beginning is to be able to speak your truth. And this is tricky, because you can speak your truth and the person that you tell it to is a puddle on the ground. You have to be considerate when you express yourself, when speaking your truth. If you've been stuffed up for a long time, especially by a parent or a mate or somebody, you might just have to get it out, right? But be careful, right? You could get hurt, right? So maybe you just go scream elsewhere and don't express it to them. One of my favorite things is to play an open E chord on the guitar. Bring, really loud. Or even better, bang a gong. Hit a gong and let it out. Ah, you know, even a drum, you can play a drum really loud and let it out. Even if you don't do voice, you can just be. Musical instruments are the best for expressing emotions because it's healthy. You're not going to hurt anybody unless it's too loud. Right. So the whole trick is to be able to express with consideration. And there's a lot of techniques that we talk about in my book on sound loving relationships, but I've also looked up and done a little research here. The first part with this is to ask yourself, why am I saying this? What's your intention behind it? Is it just to get it out, or is it to hurt the other person? Anybody you're expressing something to knows the intention behind it as to what you're trying to do. It's like this nonverbal thing that we all know what's going on when we're trying to do it. So if you're trying to just hurt the other person, or you're angry because you haven't been able to express themselves, it's not going to work very well. You know, you're just going to get pushback, right? No one likes to be yelled at with anger, right? So it's really, the question is, why are you saying this? It's really, if it's just to speak your truth, perfect, right? Here's the problem. Commonly, even if you have a pure intention of just getting it out, with no intention of hurting anyone, just speaking your truth, it's commonly misunderstood. People often take offense, even if your intention is 100% pure, because people are not used to taking, people often think it's criticism of them, which is their own childhood issue, right? So be aware that when you express yourself, you might be misunderstood. It's quite common. Okay? It's nice to start out with, is it okay to express my feelings? So you kind of set it up where they have agreed to hear. But the other thing is it the right time? Is it the right moment? In public, it may not be good, or maybe it is better to do it in public. You know, private matters, though, generally should be done in private. So especially if both people are upset, or even the other person is upset, it's not really the time to express yourself, because it's likely going to be misunderstood. So you really have to be considerate as to how you express yourself. Otherwise, it's just going to cause pushback and conflict, which is tricky. Again, if you're stopped up for years, you may just need to scream and finally get it out, right? Just be careful, because it can be dangerous. Right? Yeah, again, if you're upset or in emotionally charged at in any way, it's probably not gonna come across very well to express it. Okay. Now, there's the all the book by Marshall on nonviolent communication. I mean, his whole thing is, which is really good, is to always use I. I feel this way when you do that, instead of saying you do this, because that sounds like blaming. So that's always better to say, I feel this way. And you don't want to say, I feel that you're beating me up. Because that's not a feeling. That's like, it's like sneaking in a dagger, right? So you got it to say, I feel this way. I don't feel good. I feel anxious or whatever. Also, the other thing is to never use words like always or never or everyone. It's like, you always do this. Well, no, you don't. You don't always do this. Right? So don't use words like, but say, I feel this way. The other big thing, of course, obviously around sound, is the tone that you carry. You really need to be at peace with no emotional charge, although sometimes you got to get it out. But ideally, to be at peace with no emotional charge, to be able to express it the best. And because everybody hears the tone, right? The tone is a tonality of the harmonic structure in your voice, is part of it. But what I've learned is it's way bigger deal as to the actual song you sing when you speak, when you express yourself. We are hyper sensitive to the song of criticalness. Let me demonstrate. Don't you know what I mean? Don't you know what I mean? Da 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 da. Right? As opposed to, you know what I mean. Don't you know what I mean? Oh, you know. Completely different energy, right? It's a whole different song. So be really aware of the critical song you sing, because it doesn't go across well. It's not going to be heard. You can get it out. Here's the deal. It's nice to get it out, but you can do that on your own. But it's the bonus is when you're heard. And so that's why you want to be considerate, is so you can be heard. It's funny, I have this one woman. She said, I've learned that instead of raising my voice, people listen way better when I get really soft. It's very cool. Very cool. So watch your tone and the songs that you sing when you speak. The other one that's really important, which I do a lot, is think of all the ways they could take this, the other person could take it, and how they might feel. Because easily people will take words and misunderstand it and flip it, right? So I often think, oh, if I said it this way, they may think I'm saying that. I probably go into it way more than a lot of people, but it's good, it's considerate to actually say it in a way that it won't be misunderstood, right? Sometimes it's good to say, you know, I'm not sure I'm saying this the best way, but let me know and let's see if you get the way what I'm trying to say underneath. And then you kind of talk back and forth and say, what did you get from that? And then you can say, oh, no, it's more, I really meant more like this. Because sometimes you might say you might not say what you really mean perfectly. I mean, again, words suck. Words suck. They're so tricky. And then after you say it, you go, oh, no, that's not what I meant to say. I want to say it this way. Right? And so you can, like, if there's a space for a person to be heard, then you can develop your words as you go. That's why it's really cool also to create a sacred space with someone if they're open to it. Do a little sound. Ooh, get into the energy of love. Ooh, right? And then totally, play a crystal bowl, you know, light a candle, do a little prayer, whatever. Get into a place. And then there's much more space for you to actually have time to express yourself and even tweak it as you go. Right? That's really cool. That's the idea. And do that for others when they're trying to express themselves. Right? Okay. So, again, you might have to tweak it. You might have to tweak it. So, I've got a video I want to play with Suzanne Sterling, who her specialty is about being able to speak your truth and especially be able to express yourself. And she does this little meditation with the drum that is just perfect. Let me play that and then we'll continue. This is one of our instructors, Suzanne Sterling. She's a master at this. Okay. Okay. Enjoy. Full screen. Here you go.
Okay. So keeping your eyes closed or opening them, your choice. I'm just going to invite you to go into some self-inquiry now. About your voice. So, take a deep breath. Feel the impact of your voice. Maybe make a sound on the exhale. Ha. This beautiful thing that is a part of you, that is an expression of the deepest part of you, now has permission to release and feel perhaps some of the, what we might call shadow emotions, the grief or the fear, the rage. Welcome those feelings being expressed. Give them space and also welcome the feeling of pure bliss and joy and aliveness that also comes from melting the contractions. Make another sound. Ha. And if there is a part of you that perhaps knows what I've been talking about, knows the ways that trauma lives in you, the ways that you've contracted around it, perhaps today can be an invitation to give yourself permission on a daily basis to move and sound and move, knowing that it is part of your healing path. It is perfectly natural to move. It is perfectly natural to release. It is perfectly natural to self-regulate. It is perfectly natural to come back to grounding and centering and co-regulation with others. This is what we need. Ah. And I'm going to invite you to consider in this moment the places where you actually can live into and speak and embody the truth of who you are. Look at your own life. Notice where is it possible for you to be in your full expression of exactly who you are Is it possible in your home? Is it welcomed in your home? Is it welcomed in your spiritual community? Are there others who see you deeply and honor and welcome your truth, your authentic truth? Are you able to live into and embody your truth in the place where you work or the way in which you work? And we're not asking this in self-judgment. We're asking this just as a pure inquiry. Where are those places where I might release any kind of mask or hiding or protection and live into the freedom, the liberation of my own expression? Notice. And also, perhaps notice what you were taught as a child about your voice and your self-expression and your big emotion. Were you able to have a voice in your home? Were you able to be who you are? Was your voice welcomed? Was it dismissed, or was it perhaps even silenced? You are not alone. You are not alone. So many others living with this silencing, wanting to break free, wanting to be with others, wanting to be seen and heard. This is our birthright. And are you willing in this moment to make a commitment to that truth? Maybe admitting, yes, there was trauma. Yes, there were places where I felt afraid. Yes, there were places where I shut down. And that's okay. But in this moment, I commit to vibrational being, alive, alive, alive. So, if there is one moment that you can identify from your life, a moment where perhaps your voice was taken from you or when you gave it away, one moment, the first moment that comes to your mind, use your voice now to call it back. Reclaim your voice from that moment. Retrieve it. Say perhaps the thing you weren't able to say in that moment, or sing yourself back into your body. Sing that voice from that moment back into your body in this moment. Use your voice to do it. Here we go. Around you, anchor into your bones. My voice. 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 And as the drum fades, you bring yourself back into this moment, back into your body in this moment. Perhaps bringing your hands to your own throat. Making some kind of commitment to your own expression, your own truth, the healing.
So many people have been silenced. One thing with the voice is to be able to set boundaries. I've got a little exercise I've done that is really good. Imagine you have a tiger attacking you, and you have the power with your voice to stop it in its tracks. You're not going to hurt the kitty. You're just going to use your voice to actually set boundaries. Okay, so we're going to do a really loud no. Let me demonstrate first. Warning, warning, I'm going to get really loud. No! Right. Like that. Okay, so on three, which is always four, we're going to do a really loud no to set boundaries. Okay, one, two, three. No! That's really good if you're feeling stopped up to do that serious, full-on energy. I had this woman who had throat cancer, and she could only do, no. I said, full power. She goes, no. You got to be able to really let it out. Right. But when you're with someone, setting boundaries like that can be too much. So it's nice to set boundaries softer, still be firm, but not so loud. Right? I like it when people are a little kinder with their boundaries. So you could go, okay, just no. No. Or you could even do the really soft boundaries that you do for the baby getting in the cupboard or the kitty, my kitty getting in the toilet. No, 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 no. My favorite type of boundaries that people set is when they do it with humor. No, not what? No, 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 no. I'm not going to do it. No, no, no. Forget it. Not what? Negatory. Right? But the best boundaries you can set are to be able to set them with love, like this. No. No. Still got to be firm if you're being abused. No. But run love. I think of it as the boundary from the solar plexus and the heart putting out love at the same time. Add love, but be firm. It's tricky. But that's really cool. Then you're not going to get much pushback because you're actually running love. Even if you do get pushback, you're still running love. Right. So that's really important because if commonly, if we don't set boundaries, we start getting resentment. And then that resentment builds up. And then it can cause a disease, right? Because you're afraid to express yourself because you aren't setting boundaries when people are walking all over you. It's critical. It's really important. With this, you now then get to the point with your voice where you can express love and even send love to the whole planet and everybody on it. Join in if you like. Ooh. So now that you're able to express yourself, it now turns into song. You're no longer afraid to sing anymore. It's built in to sing. And all of a sudden it's like, expressing yourself with song is the natural progression once you're no longer afraid. It's so beautiful. We're not trying to do it right. We're just expressing our soul and the musical flow of who we are. So, our intention is that we may all express ourselves without any fear anymore, perfectly and kindly, and get rid of all disease. Hold that energy for the rest of the night, week ahead. Express yourself. Set your intention to express yourself from now on. Much more, even if it's just by yourself, and work it to express yourself with others for lifetimes, forever. Thanks for listening.